And these are...
These are all various forms of birth control on this. Uh-huh. So this is the... female condom.
For the past 6 months, certified sexologist Megan Andew has been shelling out $380 a month to rent a shop she's unable to open. She says she wants to offer classes here in what she calls the Center for Sexual Pleasure and Health.
I wanted people to be able to get information about sex without feeling the need to have to buy something, which is where if people are receiving sex education, that's who's primarily giving it right now for adults, is they have to go into sex toy shops.
But Pawtucket's zoning board has denied Andew a permit because it says the building is not zoned for educational use. The city zoning director, Ron Travers, says the sexual nature of the business has nothing to do with the decision.
The fact that the building is comprised of mixed residences and mixed commercial activities, there's certain categories that are allowed, education not being one of them.
If it were a different type of school, would it be a different decision?
No. No.
But Andew suspects otherwise.
Numerous times did I explain to Mr. Travers and to the city officials that I would not be selling things, and they kept harping on that. So I really think that this has a basic fear of talking about sexuality in an open format.
Andew wants to lead classes of 5 to 10 in the art of lovemaking. Sex toys, contraceptives, and sexually explicit images fill the bookshelves in her shop. But she says they're for instructional purposes only. And she says this is a classroom, not a sex parlor.
There's no acting out of sexual acts. There's no touching of people besides the handshake hello. There's no inserting of objects, which I've been asked a lot by city officials if I will be inserting any of my educational materials into people. Which I've never had those questions asked before in all the times that I've taught.
And nobody will be disrobing?
No, there will be no disrobing.
The zoning dispute might have stayed under the radar if University of Rhode Island Women's Studies professor Donna Hughes hadn't sent an email last September to the Pawtucket City Council red-flagging the proposed center. "Hello," she wrote. "A center for sexual rights and sexual pleasure is opening in Pawtucket." Hughes, who runs a group called Citizens Against Trafficking, has called Andew a prostitute in her newsletter. Hughes declined to be interviewed for this report, but made her feelings clear during a recent interview with WPRO talk show host Dan York.
I'm suggesting that she and a lot of the other sex radicals do have an agenda that has to do with changing the culture to make any kind of sexual expression acceptable. And I actually think that the Pawtucket Town Hall and City Council and other city councils have a right to say we do not want that in our community.
The city of Pawtucket admits that beyond Hughes's complaint, it hasn't received a single letter, email, or phone call opposing the Sex Education Center. But city officials have their own objections. Harvey Goulet, the mayor's top aide, declined to speak on tape. But he told WRNI it's not the kind of business Pawtucket needs. And he says Mayor James Doyle holds the same view.
Hi, I'm Megan, and here's a free video sex tip for you. I recently had a client come and ask me the following question. I don't know how to tell if my wife is having an orgasm.
Andew, who provides sex tips on her website, says most Americans are woefully ignorant of sex.
I'm still dealing with people putting hand sanitizers in their vaginas to prevent pregnancy, thinking that it's a form of contraception.
Based on the questions posed to her last week by the Pawtucket Zoning Board, Andew and her attorney are pretty sure the board will deny her appeal at tonight's meeting. If it does, they plan to go to Superior Court and, with the backing of the ACLU, argue the city is violating their constitutional right to free speech. Flo Jonick, WRNI, Rhode Island Public Radio.